Marto, Michelle and Ed.
Weekdays from 6 on Triple M.
Craig Davidson, good morning, mate.
Good morning, team. How are we going?
All right, so we need to cut to the chase here. How is it going? What is the last thing that you've heard from the NRL about the Bombers coming into the competition?
Well, 2 years ago, we were told sort of, you know, in terms of a guideline of the time frame, and that kind of time frame was confirmed yesterday. At the end of this season, 2014, they will come out with an investigation. Mm-hmm. They'll look at the expansion issue. Mm-hmm. They will then come out 3 to 6 months later, which is obviously early 15, mm-hmm. and announce the, I believe, if they're going to expand, two locations, which we all believe is going to be Perth and Brisbane.
Wow.
And at that point in time, they'll obviously ask for tenders to step forward or to be
And you're ready, to go, aren't you?
We are. Look, we've got a fantastic business model, a financial model, and whilst we'd be tweaking those along the lines of whatever criteria might be asked for, we're ready to go. We've got a great team behind us, and you saw it on Sunday. You know, for a small team we've got, you know, led by Nick Livermore, I mean, these guys put on that whole event. You know, we had a fantastic crowd there. The atmosphere was amazing.
We were part of it. It was for the Charity Cup. You guys, the Charity Cup, which we were a part of, we had our listener call team for the Storm and the Bulldogs. It was a wonderful night, and everyone said it was a big success. So you've proven that you can put on a match of rugby league, which I believe when you're trying to start an expansion club is a big part of it.
Well, they've already proven that. Craig, there were some stats going around on the weekend. How many games have played? The Broncos play about 12 home games. How many are played in Sydney every year?
Well, it's 108 games in Sydney every year, and there's 12 games in Brisbane.
We got 12. Bang. That's the only stat you need to know.
Yeah, that's
me.
Huge.
And so this would mean that there would be rugby league on, and I was talking to a cabbie the other day, and he said, how can there not be a home game of rugby league in Brisbane every week of the NRL season? And with the Bombers, that would be the case, would it not be? With the Broncos and the Bombers together.
That's right. You'd have alternate weeks where a team's playing in Brisbane. And from that point of view, you know, Billy Moore made a great comment about the fact he runs a business and his shop's open 365 days a year. I said the NRL shop in Brisbane is only open 12 times a year. And Sydney's 108 times.
Yeah. Craig, one question that a lot of people are asking, if you come into existence, are you Redcliffe, are you at Ipswich, at Logan? That's one of the biggest questions. Where will you be based? You'll be playing your games at Suncorp, but where will you be training base be?
Look, we've negotiated a deal with the Brisbane Racing Club, and our location High Performance Centre will be based at Doomben Racecourse.
Oh, in the middle,
and it's fantastic. I mean, look, Brisbane is a big enough area, and certainly we're going to be focused in Brisbane, but also focusing way north. And you know, we've had both the Bulldogs and the Storm up on the Sunshine Coast for the last week, and our connection with both Moreton Bay and the Sunshine Coast is fantastic.
Well, that's great. Now, what I'm hearing is it's a matter of time. Now, which is a great thing. We do want this. I believe, and it's good for the Broncos. Got to remember that. This will be good for the Broncos. Intercity rivalry, that's good. It pushes everyone to the next level, and it means that it's always a game every week. It just generates. I've seen it in football and soccer a million times in around the world. This is good for the game when you have these local rivalries as well. Look at Western Sydney and Sydney FC, what's been created so quickly well. Fantastic. All right, well, we're pro. We're pro expansion here.
Go the Bombers.
Oh, God, yeah. Go the Bombers.